Biden's approval rating, 36%, drops to lowest mark since July 2022. By Wendell Hasebo on May 21, 2024. President Joe Biden's approval rating in May fell to its lowest level in almost 2 years. Reuters/Ipsos poll found Tuesday, deepening re-election concerns. Presidents historically need an approval rating around 50% to win re-election. Only 36% approve of Biden, down 2 points since April. It matches his lowest ever approval rating in July 2022. Biden's sluggish economy for Main Street was the top issue. 23% for Americans, while 21% of respondents said political extremism was the top issue, followed by the open border, 13%. On the question of who managed the economy better, Trump soared 10 points above Biden, 40-30%. Trump also held a massive lead on the issue of border security. Trump leads Biden 42% to Biden's paltry 25%. Reuters did not immediately provide the sample size among U.S. adults. The margin of error was 3 percentage points. The poll is the latest negative survey for Biden. Numerous recent polls show Biden lost support among demographics key to his 2020 victory. NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist. A majority of independent voters believe Biden is a greater threat to democracy than Trump. ABC News/Ipsos, Trump is in a dead heat with Biden among suburban women. USA Today/Suffolk University, among Hispanics, Trump leads Biden by 5 points, 39-34%. Wall Street Journal, 30% of black men and 11% of black women intend to vote for Trump. New York Times, Trump and Biden are essentially tied among 18-29-year-olds. Biden's allies are panicked. It should be a wake-up call, CNN's Van Jones said last week. Young people are upset. And it's not just the situation in Gaza. The economic prospects for young people are miserable. Polling is rightly causing panic among Democrats, Alex Shepard of The New Republic reported. Voters know Joe Biden, and they've decided that they don't think he's capable of doing the job of president for a second term. It's hard to see how Biden can turn around this perception of him, however, Shepard continued. He will not be any younger on election day. And there's not a lot he can do to combat concerns about his age. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.